Good morning. Let's turn our Bibles to 2 Kings chapter 6. Second Kings chapter 6, verse 8 through 10. Second Kings 6, 8 through 10. Now the king of Aram was warring against Israel, and he counseled with his servants, saying, "In such and such a place shall be my camp." The man of God sent word to the king of Israel, saying, "Beware that you do not pass this place, for the Arameans are coming down there." The king of Israel sent to the place about which the man of God had told him. Thus he warned him, so that he guarded himself there more than once or twice. Let's pray. God, thank you for this time. Thank you for this morning. We thank you for your word, and I pray that we'll be encouraged by your word, God, that you would speak to us your truth, God, and that we'll be able to hear what you're saying to us. God, we want to worship and praise you and connect with you in this time. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So this passage, it's talking about the man of God, which is Prophet Elisha. Elisha, if you read the Bible, if you read 2 Kings especially, he is an incredible man of God. Right? Elisha is the man that received a double portion of the anointing that was upon Elijah, who was also a really great prophet of God in Israel. But when Elijah is being taken up to the Lord, Elisha follows him because he wants a double portion of what Elijah has. And so it's given to Elisha. And if you read the 2 Kings, the author takes a break from the main story of the kings, right? Because the book of 1 Kings and 2 Kings, really it's telling the story of all the different kings of Israel and Judah and how they led their land. But the stories of Elisha are so significant that the author would take a break from the main storyline and almost just tell like a side story of Elisha and all that he has done. And this is kind of, it's one of those side stories of Elisha and all the, just the power that he had and the insight that he had. And this morning, I share with you what I feel like the Lord is speaking to me as well. And it's that all of us, I believe God is calling us in some ways to be like Elisha. To be more like Elisha. Not that any of us will be able to have this level of revelation and insight into the things of God. You know, maybe if that's the case, that'll be great. But I don't think all of us can have this prophetic insight that Elisha had. But in some ways, I believe we're all called to be like an Elisha. And so I just have one point. One point. If you read the three verses, the king of Aram is warring against the king of Israel. And so the king of Aram in his own palace, in his own boardroom, you know, he's meeting with the wise men to figure out, okay, how are we going to attack Israel? And the king of Israel has no idea what's going on. But Elisha, who is a man of God, has this access to the Lord and is able to get a word from God for the king. And what's interesting is the king of Israel at this time, I believe it's Joram. And he's not even a godly king, right? It's not like the king was a man that feared the Lord, that was dependent on the Lord and really sought after God's favor. No, he was pretty much an evil king. Not as bad as Ahab, but still pretty bad. and did not fear God, did not seek the Lord, and yet Elisha is out there seeking the heart of God for the king so that he can speak that to the king, and then blessing flows through that. So I believe that God is calling us to do the same. You know, wherever we are, whether we have an ungodly boss in our workplaces, or just ungodly people in your life. I'm sure you have ungodly people in your life, right? We all do. We have people in our lives and maybe we feel like, man, these people don't deserve, you know, a blessing from God or a word from the Lord. But we're called, I believe, to be like Elisha in some way and be a messenger of God to the world. To be a messenger of God's revelation. So, we won't have the kind of revelation that Elisha has, but we must have revelation from God in some form. If you're a Christian and you follow the Lord and you love Jesus, but you have no revelation from God, then something is off, right? We're missing out on something. We need to be walking in some level of revelation and downloading from God what he is saying to us in our situations, you know, in the world. We need to be walking with some kind of revelation. And when the time is right, we can share that revelation, right, with whoever we're with. I mean, I see Cardia here. I'm sure you have many friends, right, that are ungodly. They don't know the Lord. And when the time is right, we don't want to be out there just speaking out of place. But when the time is right, and maybe that person approaches you, maybe someone from your workplace approaches you and says, hey, this is what's been going on. And if we, at that time, if we can't, I mean, it's nice to just be a listener. But sometimes there, you know, the world, I've heard this idea, I think I'm butchering the phrase, but it's something like the world is looking for an encounter with God, and they're looking for it in us, right, in Christians, right? Another phrase was something like, Christians have the Bible to find out who God is, but non-Christians have Christians to find out who God is, or what God is like, right? So Christians can look at the Bible, but non-Christians, most of them are not going to open a Bible, but they're going to look at Christians to learn what God is like. And when the time is right and we have an opportunity, hopefully, and myself included, you know, hopefully we have something from the Lord so that we can share that revelation and be a blessing, right? We're called to be a blessing. And yes, we can be a blessing just by being nice and being a good listener, but also we could be a blessing by sharing the revelation of God. I mean, you look at Elisha. Elisha was a great blessing to the king who didn't even fear God, but Elisha was able to be a blessing to him, right? Providing protection and military insight and things like that, guidance. In order to lead them to victory. So, wherever we are, whatever situation, whether you're a student, whether you work at church, whether you work in the world, let's operate as the people of God. Right? This passage is interesting. It doesn't even name Elisha. A few verses down, we find out that it is Elisha. But in this two, three verses, he's just referred to as the man of God. And we, as a church, you know, as we are the people of God, right? We're men and women of God. And so let's operate as the people of God, people who have the Holy Spirit in us, and people who have access to God's heart and to his truth, so that we can share it with the world and be a blessing the way Elisha is. I'm not saying, of course, again, we're not going to have the level of revelation that Elisha is. So don't put that pressure on yourself. But in whatever way we can, let's have some kind of revelation from God so that we can be a blessing, right, to the world around us. So before we go into the time of worship, what I want to encourage us with is to ask the question, do I have any revelation from God? Right? Do I have this kind of relationship with God where, I hear, where I know his heart and where I know kind of what he is doing in my life and what he is doing. I mean, if this is for your company, what is God doing in your company? What is God doing in the lives of your friends? So firstly, we need to read the Bible. I think that's, in most cases, I don't want to say it's enough, but it's more important than getting a direct revelation from God. Right? I know we're a charismatic church, we believe in the prophetic, and that's great. And it's very important, but I don't think it's as important as you learning the Word of God and really understanding what the Scripture teaches us about, these various doctrines. 2 weeks ago, I think we had Matthew Pine talk to us about the resurrection of the dead. And him and I were talking afterwards because I was quite blessed by his word. And he was saying that within the church, we're probably going to have people ask questions like, hey, what happens after we die? Right? That's a common question that the world would have. Right? Maybe some situation happens and some people in your life, in your workplaces, in your school, they're struck with this question like, hey, we're all going to die someday. What happens after we die? And then they might turn to you and say, hey, you're a Christian, right? Christianity teaches. What does Christianity teach us about what happens when we die? Well, in those instances, if you don't know the Word of God, what are you going to say? I don't know. I think we kind of go to heaven. I think there's heaven and hell, and I don't know, you're judged, That's it. We're just going to have some vague idea that the world already has, which is, yeah, there's some kind of an afterlife, right? So we need to know the Word of God, right? If someone were to ask you, like, hey, why did Jesus die on the cross? Are we able to give a coherent answer, or do we just kind of say, I don't know, what the world already knows, which is, he died for your sins, but why? What's the significance? How does it all, why on the cross? Why did he have to die if he's God? Whatever the question might be. So that's the first thing. I think we need to know our Bible. We need to know our doctrine. We need to have, we need to pursue it and understand it so that we can give an answer in those cases. And the second thing is, do you have a direct revelation from God? Through prayer and intimacy with the Lord, do you have a godly perspective into situations? I'm preaching, this for myself too, I'm meeting with someone this afternoon about a situation that one of the parents that she's in. And man, I don't know what to say, right? I don't know how I can counsel her and be a blessing to her. So I need to pray, and we need to get a revelation from God and get his perspective on the situation so that we can share that. So, whether you're a student in your workplace, whether we're considering what's happening in the world, do we have a godly perspective? A perspective that comes from the Lord, a revelation that comes from God about what's happening, so that we can speak and be a blessing to those around us, we as the people of God were meant to have access to his heart. We're meant to have access to his wisdom. And so let's get it, that's kind of what I'm saying. Let's get it. Let's spend time with God. Let's get that wisdom. Let's get that revelation. Let's get that perspective, so that when the world is looking for an encounter or an answer from God, we in some way can provide it, as Elisha does here. Elisha does it to a much greater degree We're not there yet, but to the level that we can, let's be people that we can do that. So I've asked Mon to lead us in a song. So let's just close our eyes and let's go before God. Father, just want to pray. In so many ways, God, I feel like I'm not very good at getting this kind of revelation as Elisha gets, God, and then sharing it with, you know, he shared it with the king. And I just pray as a church, God, as people of God, Lord, we call ourselves a charismatic church. You know, we call ourselves in some ways a hardcore church, God, but how many of us really have this revelation from you, this connection with you, God, to be able to offer something to the world when they're looking for something, when they're looking for direction, guidance, and answer? And I pray, Lord, that you would help us, God, to really be people of God that hear from you, that have this intimate relationship with you, God, so that we can flow flow in the revelation that you give us, Lord. But also, God, help us to really learn the Bible, God. Lord, that's primarily how you speak to us, God. So, Lord, I pray that we'll be able to learn the scriptures, God. Thank you, Lord.
I lift my eyes up.
Yes, God, thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, we are people that have this help that comes from the Maker of heaven, God. Lord, I pray that we will be able to just go to you and spend time with you and seek and receive, God, this help, this insight, this guidance, this revelation from you, so that we can be a blessing to those around us, God. So come, Holy Spirit, lead us today, God. Lead us today. Thank you. Let's pray together for our church. Let's pray for our community that's going through cancer, chemo and radiotherapy. Let's pray for healing. Let's pray for strength for our friends, and let's pray for the power of God to be released. Let's go to the second one for illness and salvation. Let's pray for those in our community that have family members or friends that are going through a serious illness, but really also in need of salvation. Let's pray for healing, but also let's pray that God would reveal his heart to them and that they'll be able to give their heart to the Lord. So let's pray. Let's go to the next slide. Oh, it's hard to see, hey? You just need to connect the two. You could do it, I'm sure. Next is infirmities. So various people in our church that's going through some kind of infirmity, let's just pray and pray for healing. Let's pray for strength for our friends and for their family members. Next, let's pray for those that are looking for a job. Yeah, you can still see their name. So just pray that God will provide for them and minister to them. And let's pray for hope and strength in their lives. Let's pray for our friends. Thank you. Let's go to our Tuesday prayer focus. Let's first pray for Hong Kong. I'll just read it for us. It's government, wealth gap. We're praying for revival in this land. We're praying for all the churches. And we pray for all the ministries that we're kind of partnering with. Sports Services International, Shanti Ministry, Masters Beauty. Those are all YWAM, Sons and Daughters. And then Christian Solidarity Worldwide, Mother's Choice, Hong Kong Korean Church, which is the church that we came out of. So let's pray a blessing over them. And let's pray for all the young people, Hong Kong students, there's exam stress, and you know, we've been hearing about youth suicides. Let's pray against that. Let's pray for hope. Let's pray for the domestic helpers and families that are in distress and their children, that there will be protection for the children, but also for the families, that they will have peace and hope. So let's pray for Hong Kong. Let's pray for the staff. If you can pray for Pastor Sam, please. He is in Korea. He has a ministry thing that he's doing with another church there. So let's just pray for wisdom and anointing upon Pastor Sam and the rest of the staff to be healthy, to work hard, and to be, to have that intimacy with God, to have that revelation from the Lord. So let's pray for the staff. Let's pray for our ministries, hospitality ministry, welcoming team, and barista team. Let's pray for just the real heart of God to flow through them, and that people will feel so welcomed and feel a sense of belonging through these two ministries. So let's pray. Let's pray for our worship and sound and AV team. Let's pray for everyone to have a heart of worship in all that we do as we play our songs and do the sound and the PowerPoint. But let's also pray for a heart of excellence, that the teams would have a desire to do the very best that they can, that they won't settle for just good enough. So let's pray for those two things, heart of worship and heart of excellence. Let's pray for our house churches. We're meeting again. We've had a long break, but now we're back. So let's pray that they would have a really good meeting the first time. Let's pray for all the different house churches meeting today. They're listed on the screen, so let's pray for them. Thank you, Father. We love you. And thank you for your word. Thank you for your presence, God. And thank you for your love for each one of us, God. We give this day to you. Lord, I pray that you would help us to be faithful to you throughout this day and to remember you throughout this day. And we worship and we praise you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Have a great rest of the day.